Good morning. Today's reading is taken from Harun and the Sea of Stories by Salman Rushdie, Chapter 1, The Shah of Blah, beginning at page 15. There was once, in the country of Alif Bay, a sad city, the saddest of cities, a city so ruinously sad that it had forgotten its name. It stood by a mournful sea made of glumfish, which were so miserable to eat that they made people belch with melancholy, even though the skies were blue. In the north of the sad city stood mighty factories in which, so I'm told, sadness was actually manufactured, packaged, and sent all over the world, which never seemed to get enough of it. Black smoke poured out of the chimneys of the sadness factories and hung over the city like bad news. And in the depths of the city, beyond an old zone of ruined buildings that looked like broken hearts, there lived a happy young fellow by the name of Harun, the only child of the storyteller Rashid Khalifa, whose cheerfulness was famous throughout that unhappy metropolis, and whose never-ending stream of tall, short and winding tales had earned him not one but two nicknames. To his admirers, he was Rashid the Ocean of Notions, as stuffed with cheery stories as the sea was full of glumfish. But to his jealous rivals, he was the Shah of Blah. To his wife, Saria, Rashid was for many years as loving a husband as anyone could wish for, and during these years Harun grew up in a home in which, instead of misery and frowns, he had his father's ready laughter and his mother's sweet voice raised in song. Then something went wrong. Maybe the sadness of the city finally crept in through their windows. The day Saria stopped singing, in the middle of a line, as if someone had thrown a switch, Harun guessed there was trouble brewing, but he never suspected how much. Rashid Khalifa was so busy making up and telling stories that he didn't notice that Saria no longer sang, which probably made things worse. But then Rashid was a busy man, in constant demand. He was the Ocean of Notions, the famous Shah of Blah. And what with all his rehearsals and performances, Rashid was so often on stage that he lost track of what was going on in his own home. He sped around the city and the country telling stories, while Saria stayed home, turning cloudy and even a little thunderous, and brewing up quite a storm. Harun went with his father whenever he could, because the man was a magician, it couldn't be denied. He would climb up onto some little makeshift stage in a dead-end alley packed with raggedy children and toothless old-timers all squatting in the dust. And once he got going, even the city's many wandering cows would stop and cock their ears, and monkeys would jabber approvingly from rooftops, and the parrots in the trees would imitate his voice. Harun often thought of his father as a juggler, because his stories were really lots of different tales juggled together, and Rashid kept them going in a sort of dizzy whirl, and never made a mistake. Where did all these stories come from? It seemed that all Rashid had to do was part his lips in a plump red smile, and out would pop some brand new saga, complete with sorcery, love interest, princesses, wicked uncles, fat aunts, mustachioed gangsters in yellow check pants, fantastic locations, cowards, heroes, fights, and half a dozen catchy, hummable tunes. Everything comes from somewhere, Harun reasoned, so these stories can't simply come out of thin air. But whenever he asked his father the most important of questions, the Shah of Blah would narrow his, to tell the truth, slightly bulging eyes, and pat his wobbly stomach, and stick his thumb between his lips while he made ridiculous drinking noises, glug, glug, glug. Harun hated it when his father acted this way. No, come on, where do they come from? Really, he'd insist, and Rashid would wiggle his eyebrows mysteriously and make witchy fingers in the air. From the great story sea, he'd reply. I drink the warm story waters, and then I feel full of steam. Harun found this statement intensely irritating. Where do you keep this hot water, then? He argued craftily. In hot water bottles, I've seen. Well, I've never seen any. It comes out of an invisible tap installed by one of the water genies, said Rashid with a straight face. You have to be a subscriber. And how do you become a subscriber? Oh, said the Shah of Blah, that's much too complicated to explain. Thanks, have a good day.